We have started to read and hear about microchipping people. What does that mean?
Well, the human body is a biological computer. We perceive technology to be things with metal and nuts and bolts. But from the point of view of those behind human society, the biological is also a form of technology. And these technologies can interact. This is why you've got the whole process of what they call a computer-brain interface, where the brain can work the computer, because the brain is a very advanced form of biological computer system. And once you get technology inside the biological computer, the biological holographic computer, if you like, you can externally manipulate its thought processes, its emotional processes, and its physical processes. If you look at the body, I mean, on one level, it's an electrical system. It's communicating electrically. Anything that can hack into that electrical system can start to dictate, manipulate, and distort the electrical communication that we call mental and emotional activity and physical activity. And the idea of getting the microchip into people is to access the computer. And this is what the whole transhumanist agenda is about, artificial intelligence and what have you. It's about getting technology of the kind that we understand as technology interfaced with biological technology, the body, so the body can be externally manipulated. And again, what that means is to take the control of human perception onto a whole new level of effectiveness. And what they're looking to do with the transhumanist agenda, and the microchip is an expression of that, is to turn humans into technological robots, biological robots. Now, they have done that to a very, very large extent through the manipulation and engineering of perception in the way that we've been talking about. But the transhumanist microchip agenda is to take that to a whole new level of perception control, to the point where consciousness beyond the body is basically excluded, technologically excluded. We are seeing this preparation happening all the time. If you look at the way technology is being created to interact with people, like Google Glass, like these Bluetooth things that people go around with in their ear, frying their brain all day, this is part of the process of preparation for the acceptance of full-blown transhumanist technological biological interface. When you look at the addiction that people have with their smartphones and tablets and all this stuff, they are the new addiction. You can see how people are being conditioned to see this whole technological takeover of perception as a good thing, as a something that equates to evolution, that something equates to moving forward, when actually it's moving massively backwards into the realm of full-blown mind control, with people's thoughts being entirely the result of what is being given to them rather than what they are free thinking. It just takes everything that I've talked about so far onto a completely different level.
Rather scary.
Yeah, but that's what it's about. And
Yeah,
if
absolutely, yeah.
again, if people don't realize that, if people don't reach that realization, this is the first base in everything, then they'll go on buying the latest control mechanism, called the latest Apple phone or the latest Samsung or whatever, believing that it's a good thing and believing that humanity is moving forward as a result, when actually it's moving deeper and deeper and deeper into the mire of thought and emotional enslavement and entrapment.